Oh, free at last, free at last. It is the last of the WrestleMania audios. If you've hung in there with all of them, you know the deal. You know who's going to be talking. And you know this is number 9 or something?
No, it was 8 because we were counting the non-existent women's match that still, at least at the time of this recording, has not materialized on TV. So I believe this should be number 8.
No, this is number 9. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, because CM Punk Rey Mysterio that was posted yesterday evening was
number 8.
Yeah. So yeah. Wow.
What, I must have been leaving a match off my list then when we had initially laid this plan out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you kept doing that, so I'd send you more and then you do it again and then I gave up. So you, and obviously, if you know, if you've been following us, you know what matches up. This is the Edge versus Chris Jericho World title match. And this is a match that should be incredibly intriguing, but I don't know, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure this may not be the main event. I think it's going to be John Cena and Batista. And if I change my tune, sorry.
No, I don't think you have, and okay. I don't really disagree with you either. I mean, when the ending segment on Raw is Batista-Cena, it's really kind of, you know, no matter how much I enjoy SmackDown, Raw is their number one show.
Mm-hmm.
So that being the last segment on there, to me, is the one thing that says, this is our main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and especially with the buildup of those two. But then at the same time, this match has had months for buildup. Even if Edge wasn't around and Jericho wasn't the focus, I mean, Jericho wasn't focusing straight on Edge, this was the match that really should have had a lot of juice behind it. And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it seems like the whole thing has kind of fallen flat. Excuse me, fallen flat so far.
Yeah, a bit. Like, they haven't dwelled on it. They kind of teed off with the history, you know, with Edge failing to help defend the belt and if he wouldn't get injured, all that garbage. But ever since then, like, him constantly one-upping Jericho, it nearly all the turns, and then I'm just not that big of a fan of the spear
yep.
deal. It's like, okay, like 12 other people in the WWE do a spear. Well, okay, not 12. Big Show does one, Batista does one, and who else? Isn't there at least one other person that does a spear?
I'm sure that, I mean,
going along with what you're saying,
I think there's probably more. But I guess they can explain it that no one has the power that Edge does. I mean,
oh yeah,
retarded
yeah,
way
I mean,
around it.
And nobody else really uses it. Like, he uses it as his kind of secondary finisher, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's laying off the Edgecution or whatever they were calling that Impaler DDT that he was using.
Yeah, well, when he busts that out, it's not very often. So it's kind of like, oh. And that move at least seems special. But yeah, the spear, I mean, I don't know. It's almost as if they didn't understand what to do with him as a face, you know?
Or without any help.
I think that may be part of the reason this has kind of fallen flat is you're so used to hating Edge. I mean, regular people. Sorry, that sounded just like snobbish, but... And you know what I'm getting at is the casual fan, the kids, whatever, were so used to hating Edge that the whole cool guy act was gaining with the adults, the adult males. And instead of giving you that, they're giving you almost like a wide-eyed baby face Edge, you know?
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this way back when he... Well, at the Royal Rumble there a couple of months ago when he came back, even then, like, almost all the time when somebody comes back from injury, it seems like no matter what, no matter how evil they were, everyone's happy to see them come back. And he, even at that point, never really got that baby face reaction that, you know, almost everybody seems to get.
Yep.
When they come back, especially from, you know, a major injury like that.
Yeah, and I mean, there was always that fringe part of the audience that liked Edge, and that really even liked the pairing of Edge and Jericho. I mean, they were garnering some cheers, kind of like Randy Orton was getting them. And before that could really blow up, he got injured, and that was the end of that. So, but you're exactly right. It seems like no matter who comes back nowadays, they get a babyface reaction. I mean, even when Cena came back a few years ago at the Royal Rumble, the New York crowd, who would just hate him, went crazy for him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It would have been refreshing. I mean, they had to do. I mean, they had to go with the face turn for him, just because you knew with Jericho taking the pot shots at him that it was going to turn into that, and you can't have a heel versus heel match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have that, you've at least got to make it a triple threat so that there's the one baby face in it.
You got it. Yeah, that's exactly where I was going. And it just, I don't know, it seems like we've almost got an Edge burnout already. Like, we're really happy to see him come back, but since he's not the way we want him to be, it's kind of like, well, okay, whatever. And he's back, cool, and...
Yeah, which is really too bad, because, I mean, I've liked what he's done on the mic. Outside of that whole spear thing, you know, I think he's been doing well on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't like the new gimmick that he's...
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's what it is.
Well, you touched on it earlier, though. And, I mean, I agree with you on the spear thing. It's just silly, and the crowd's not into it. No one's... I mean, some people are chanting spear, but if you got an 18,000 capacity arena and only 8,000 of them are chanting spear, well, then it's time to give up because it's not getting over.
Well, and it's just not that catchy. Like, it's just the name of a move.
Yeah.
You know, like, Jeff Hardy always screamed Swanton before he went up for it.
Yeah.
But he never expected anyone to, you know, say it with him.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't turn it into something.
Yeah, the last person that really had that sort of thing were the Dudleys with D-Von Get the Tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, that is what it is. But I think my biggest problem with this is how physical they've been with each other already. If, you know, say their first physical, I mean, they were physical almost right off the bat. So instead of building up that animosity, that lingering animosity, and that storyline animosity that's there, they automatically gave you them coming to blows instead of making you wait to see it a few weeks. I mean, they didn't even attempt to build it up at all. It was just, here they are, they're fighting all right off the bat. And Edge, as you said, kept getting the upper hand on him.
Yep, Edge has gotten, what, one or two code breakers, but really, how many weeks has it been? Like, it's been 6 weeks in between pay-per-views here?
Mm-hmm. I believe so, yeah.
And I mean, Edge immediately got him with a spear at that Raw, and then he got him again on SmackDown that same week right after the pay-per-view.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I understand they're trying to build up. They're almost trying to build it up like the super kick. Like, you never know when it's going to come.
Oh, yeah.
But
aside from the fact that Shawn Michaels always tunes up the band.
Yeah, exactly. But to me, it's just like, I don't know. It almost seems, I mean, and this is obviously without a match happening, because I'm sure with two vets, two absolute pros like that, that the match is going to be good. I can't imagine this falling flat and not being a good match. I don't think there's any chance possible.
Yeah, and I think I said it on the that last one that we did, or that got posted there, is that I put this in my top three, like, matches that I actually want to see in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, and they've obviously, I think they've given Edge a light load in the wrestling department just because maybe he isn't, you know, completely 100% in the meantime here. And I mean, I think they did a fairly similar thing with Cena in between his Royal Rumble win and when he went to, was that 2 years ago now?
Yes, I believe so.
Cena came back from the torn pec?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so I mean, and I think, from what I remember, they kept his load pretty light. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that has been an upside, is that Edge really hasn't been in the ring too much.
Yeah. But it's almost, you know, just going with that. He hasn't been in the ring too much, but he's been in the ring too much.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We've already mentioned the too many spears.
Yeah.
I mean, that means you've been in the ring too much.
Right. I mean, without wrestling a match, it's like, oh, God. You know, it's almost as if we've seen the match already. Just based off of how many times he comes in and sneak attacks Jericho and sneak attacks Jericho again, and Jericho gets him, and it's like, all right.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe that's the reason why he's not really going over as a babyface either, as he keeps on using heel tactics.
But see, yeah, there is that part of it, but at the same time, the heel tactics were what was starting to get him over. Get the fans cheering for him. And there was a really good interview. I read it was either off of the Pro Wrestling Torch or Pro Wrestling, PW.net. And it was Jericho. Oh, no, it was from ESPN. That's it. And he was talking about how he's a heel. So when people started doing, started getting into him using the big words and all that, he had to stop doing it.
Yeah.
And that's what was getting Edge. Edge was getting himself in trouble that way because, you know, he kept doing the same moves. I mean, not promo-wise, but he kept doing the same moves, and people were reacting positively to it when they weren't supposed to be. So it was almost as if he should have just kept going with that, and I think the crowd would have been a little more behind him. I don't know.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I mean, I see your point, or I understand your point, but, you know, it's kind of hard to remember how many months was he gone, too? Like, you know, it shouldn't have felt played out, I guess, but, you know, I you started with that, and it really does. It kind of seems played out at this point.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Which is weird, yeah, after having him off for, like, 6 months or something like that, 6 to 8 months. You know, there's no reason that feeling should be there.
It's funny. I just turned on. I'm watching Superstars as we talk, and it's funny because they just had CM Punk win a match, and I just thought, how funny is it that I can't remember him actually winning a match cleanly in forever? So, is actually something else I was going to bring up is the winner of this match. It almost, I mean, it being WrestleMania, it's not out of the ordinary that, you know, that two baby faces could win the titles. I mean, they've ended WrestleManias with both champions being faces before.
Right.
But in this one, it doesn't seem like a foregone conclusion that Edge is going to win this.
No, and I really think that it would benefit their feud to, you know, let Jericho keep the belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean,
it just, it seems like they could almost concentrate on it more because, you know, maybe it's just an implied thing here, but it seems like they, the title belt, you know, kind of like the main event for the other pay-per-views seems to switch every other month.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be able to concentrate on this feud a little bit more.
Right.
For the next pay-per-view, whatever it is.
Yeah. And I think it would actually benefit it as well. Because it would get Jericho over as an even bigger heel. And it would also, I think it would actually help Edge's babyface turn. Because by hook or by crook, Jericho, I don't think they'll go the disqualified route. But something like that. I mean, Jericho obviously will cheat to win. They've really gotten away from ref bumps, which I'm very happy about. I mean, and maybe they haven't, but it's just in comparison with the other league where there seems to be a ref bump or something like that in every match, even if it's a jobber match.
Yeah, no, they've cut back on them. They don't not use them, but I think they have cut back on them.
Yeah. But this one almost seems prime for something like that. Like, Edge gets the visual three, Jericho does something else, cheats, and wins the belt. Or, I'm sorry, retains the belt. It's just a guess, but it just seems like this is the safe match, because we've been talking about in these audios where we're trying to figure out, you know, well, we're picking too many baby faces here. So this almost seems like the one that's prime for the heel victory.
Yeah, well, that, and then when it's not the main event, there's always, we talked about that in Cena Batista, that there's a better chance that if you're not in the main event that the heel's going to win.
Mm-hmm, yes. Yeah.
So this isn't going to be the main event. So there's a better chance that Jericho ends up retaining.
Yeah, and I think of all of our uneducated guesses, this is probably the safest one.
Of all of the heel guesses, I think that this one has the best chance of coming true. Honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is comforting. I even have less faith in, because I think we said that Punk would pick up the win.
I think we chose, we can do that in the wrap-up. So.
Yeah, but definitely I think that Jericho has more of a chance to win than Punk does, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a totally fair assessment, too. I mean, I don't see... both matches, if we want to compare them, just for the sake of the heel winning, both matches I think would actually, it would serve it to have both heels win. I mean, I've really convinced myself of this at least. So,
yeah. Well, they just don't win enough. I mean, in the WWE, I just don't understand why, because that was really when their best stuff happened, is they let that they let the bad guys win so that, you know, at the pay-per-views, after a couple of 2-3 pay-per-views, they let the babyface finally win and everybody would really love it.
Mm-hmm.
And they just really haven't done that nearly as much. I mean,
no.
I think we continually talk about how the WWE needs more heels and almost all the time. And, you know, you need to have them win on the biggest stage of them all to keep them viable at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. That's been, just like you said, that's been the problem. Because I think a great example of that was Jeff Hardy. Everybody was ready for him to beat Randy Orton finally. And they dragged that shit out for a year. And it actually, lost its luster a little bit. I mean...
Well, yeah, they ended up dragging that one out too long. I mean, mm-hmm. There's always that delicate balance between too long and not long enough.
Yeah.
Although, starting a feud and, you know, at the beginning of the month and then ending it basically at the end of the month is too short. But, you know, even two pay-per-views is probably a little bit better. And, you know, for something extended like that, not all feuds need to last that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in this case, you know, it just seems like Jericho's been dogging Edge for months. So
yeah.
It seems like one of those ones that should stretch out to a larger time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Because where, you know, Cena Batista is, I don't want to say it's thrown together, but it really only came within, you know, at the last pay-per-view when Batista was the hired gun from Mr. McMahon to take out Cena after he won the belt.
Right. Well, I don't know. This match, I mean, just with us talking, it's given me some hope just for something different in this whole thing. And I think that's what it needs. They need to change it up. I mean, to have the heel loot or have the heel victory to make the babyface win more satisfying. And because of Edge's injury and... return, they couldn't do that in the 3 months. They couldn't do it in the 2 months he was back. I mean, Royal Rumble's what, middle of the month? So,
yeah.
And then, as you said, he's probably still nursing injury. So, I don't know. I still think, as I said before, this would be a good match. I don't see a lot of outside interference because I can't imagine they'd allow Jericho's was it Wayne Barrett? Yeah, Wade Barrett?
Wade
Barrett. I can't imagine they would allow him to show up and do anything in this match.
Yeah, it just wouldn't suit either.
Yeah.
Like, I think we had mentioned that in the other preview. Like, Daniel Bryan and David Otunga have both really been around their respective trainers at other events. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, you almost expect to see them. But
right.
Barrett really hasn't. Like, I think he was on SmackDown the other week, but he didn't play nearly as large of a role as those other two did. Because, like, what was it? Oh, Truth was like, hey, I'm putting you... We've straightened things out, haven't we, Punk? Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know, and Daniel Bryan was, you know, just around doing shit at ringside.
Yep. And it cost him his matches, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, so are we both going to agree Jericho wins this then?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we can wrap this one up because we're about 20. It's a good time. And I guess I forgot I spoke too soon. This is not actually the last of the audios. Kevin and I are going to be back Saturday, so you have an entire day to listen to every single audio, to catch up, and then call us out on our shit because we're going to do a wrap-up show covering everything. Just in case there's any later breaking news from WrestleMania, because let's face it, guys, this is, no matter what, if there's competition or not, this is the end-all be-all for wrestling fans. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. So it deserves the coverage.
ESPN is not doing a cover story on Chris Jericho because Genesis is coming up, or Slammiversary, or whatever the fuck they're... Big pay-per-view is.
Well, see, all right, and this is what I'll leave everyone. I'm going to blow everyone's mind. Try imagining TNA being as big as WWE and doing something like this. Seriously, try and wrap your head around that, and then you can come listen to us on Saturday. So I'm checking out.
Okie doke. Well, just I'm not going to try to wrap my head around that. I'm just going to wrap my lips around a sippy time beer. I'm out.